Ralph shouted. No paint, he tried to remember. Smoke, he said. We want smoke. He turned on the twins fiercely. I said smoke! We've got to have smoke! There was silence, except for the multitudinous murmur of the bees. At last Piggy spoke, kindly. Course we have, 'cause the smoke's a signal and we can't be rescued if we don't have smoke.
I knew that!
Shouted Ralph. He pulled his arm away from Piggy. Are you suggesting? I'm just saying what you always say, said Piggy hastily. I thought for a moment.
I hadn't,
said Ralph loudly. I knew it all the time. I hadn't forgotten. Piggy nodded propitiatingly. You're chief, Ralph. You remember everything. I hadn't forgotten. Course not. The twins were examining Ralph curiously, as though they were seeing him for the first time. They set off along the beach in formation. Ralph went first, limping a little, his spear carried over one shoulder. He saw things partially, through the tremble of the heat haze over the flashing sands, and his own long hair and injuries. Behind him came the twins, worried now for a while but full of unquenchable vitality. They said little but trailed the butts of their wooden spears, for Piggy had found that, by looking down and shielding his tired sight from the sun, he could just see these moving along the sand. He walked between the trailing butts, therefore, the conch held carefully between his two hands. The boys made a compact little group that moved over the beach, four plate-like shadows dancing and mingling beneath them. There was no sign left of the storm, and the beach was swept clean like a blade that has been scoured. The sky and the mountain were at an immense distance,